Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is teaching our children. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all existence, who has blessed us with the blessing of children, both boys and girls. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd. I advise you and myself with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'al ladhina attaqaw, wal-ladhina hum muhsinun. Indeed, Allah is with those who have taqwa of Him, and those who are the doers of good. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He has made from ourselves our partners, and has made from that our children. For Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَهُ. That indeed Allah has made for you from yourselves, your partners, and has made for you from your partners, children and grandchildren. So the blessing of offspring, the blessing of having children and grandchildren, are blessings that indeed require gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a gift that entails that these children be raised in the best way. For the correct mode of offering gratitude is by using the blessing in whatsoever manner it was intended for. And the blessing of having children is given with the commensurate trust, the amana, that these children be protected and preserved, that these children be raised in a way that is conducive to their fitrah, their primordial disposition, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to align themselves with tawheed, that oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being revealed in this world of apparent multiplicity. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah sa'ilun kullu ra'in amma istara'ahu. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question every person, right, who is acting in the role of a shepherd concerning their flock. In other words, as parents, we are effectively shepherds unto our children. Our role is to guide them to that which is in their benefit, and to shield and protect them and remove them from that which is of harm to them. And so the Prophet ﷺ completed this hadith and went on to say, حَتَّى يَسْأَلَ الرَّجُلَ عَنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. To the degree that every person or every man will be asked about the people of his home. In other words, he is the shepherd of his home. And so he will be questioned with regards to how did he take his leadership? How did he fulfill this role of him being the shepherd of his home? Did he allow for a home that is conducive to the growing of iman, the growing of faith, and the steering of his children and his family towards iman and taqwa? Or did he help facilitate, wa na'udhu billah, a fasad, a corruption in his home? And he will be primarily responsible if that is the case. And this is why Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab once said to a man, when this man was coming for advice, he said, you are accountable concerning your son. So what did you teach him? And this is extended from that, is the understanding that each of us are ultimately accountable for our children. you know, in a way that if we taught them good, then inshallah we have a portion of the reward of that which they do. That in effect their deeds become sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity for the parents that were played that role in guiding them onto this good. But this also works in the reverse. If we don't teach them good, and in fact teach them that which is bad, then we take on a portion of the responsibility of the bad that they engaged in. And so, this is a message out to the parents. From parents, as responsibility of us to our children, we need to be interested in what it is that they're doing. We need to take time out of our day and to teach our children, to ensure we are sitting with them, to ensure we are listening to what they have to say, to ensure we are cognizant of the company they are keeping, be it company in the physical sense, from the friends and from the environments that they're exposed to. But nowadays, company of the virtual sense, it is this internet that is now providing avenues and entering things into children's hearts and minds that otherwise we would not want to be entered. And so we need to be ensuring that our kindness and our care also extends to the degree that we look to give them guidance, and that we are overlooking and we are protecting them with regards to what they're exposed to. For the Prophet ﷺ used to invest his time, and he was the Qudwatul Hasana, he was the Uswatul Hasana, he was the best of examples. And he used to invest his time and sit with his children. He used to invest his time and sit with his children, and children in general, strengthening their resolve and their hearts. As he's reported to have said to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, he said, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ الْكَلِمَاتِ. He said, I will instruct you in some beautiful words about some matters. أَحْفِظَ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظُكَ. He said, be watchful of Allah's commandments, and then He will يَحْفَظُكَ. He will be watchful or preserve you. أَحْفِظَ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Then be watchful of Allah's commandments, and you will find that He will be always with you, or in front of you, or protecting you. And so, brothers and sisters, this few words that the Prophet ﷺ instructed Sayyidina Ibn Abbas were words that instill tremendous meanings. For he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He was someone who would encompass so much in a few words. But what was this important meaning that he was giving? This meaning was the teaching and instilling of taqwa. This reverential awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should inculcate in ourselves first and foremost. But more so, we should be reflecting that to our children so they can learn. Because the children will ultimately learn from us primarily through example, right? لسان الحال أبلغ من لسان المقال. The tongue of your state is better than what words you say. Right, you have to embody as an example to your children this way of taqwa, which means that you have to start demonstrating that modes and devices of modern technology are instruments, right, to be used for goals and ends in a constructive way, and they are not things to use you, right? You own them, they don't own you. In other words, we should not allow our time and our days and nights to be occupied and taken away by devices and instruments that are nothing but distractions often the time, and reduce our mental and more worrisomely, they reduce our spiritual lives to the circumference of a screen where we find our hearts occupied with other than Allah, and worse, sometimes occupied with that which veils us and distracts us and causes inward diseases and addictions and maladies that can only be the equivalent of pouring acid on what would be your soul. So brothers and sisters, we have to really, in the times we're living in, we have to really be aware of our interaction with the internet and formats of modern technology. And it's all very good preaching to the children if we can't control ourselves? We need to learn to control ourselves, and then we can reflect that to the children in the best possible way, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be pleased. For indeed, there are devices of good. We can use them for good. We can use them for gaining knowledge. There is so much knowledge accessible now through these devices, but they can also be devices of tremendous evil. And so from these things, we should keep an eye on what our children are being exposed to. We should limit exposure to specific ways and things that can benefit them. We should be wary of the perils of certain formats such as social media, which can really pull one into their sphere and completely take away. So when we engage with these things, we should engage with them in a way that is constructive and positive. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرْ وَالْفُؤَادْ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Indeed, the hearing, the sight and the heart, about all of these one will be questioned. And the ulama say, why did Allah preface this, the sense of hearing and seeing and then the heart in this order? Because often the faculties of giving your ear to something or looking at something, these are the inroads into the heart. And it's that heart that if the heart is sound, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then the whole body is sound, or the whole being is sound. But if that heart is corrupted, then indeed the entire body of being is corrupted. And we need to purify our hearts. This is what this whole path is about. This religion of purifying our hearts, making our hearts ready, so that they can enter into this divine presence, so they can be of those who have qalbun saleem, those pure hearts. Because that is what will benefit us on that day when nothing else will benefit someone, on that last day when we are raised up to our Lord, that day of judgment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. The most important principles of education is understanding what is of benefit and what is of detriment. And is to instill into our children these positive characteristics, right, of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rida and being people of taqwa. And so this has to be applied with regards to the internet. Unfortunately, we don't live in an age when we can just say, you know, bury your head in the sand and cut these things out. No, we live in an age where these things are coming right into our doorsteps, into our homes, and into the hearts and minds of our children. So we need to instill a positive example and be people who can protect them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do this. May He bless our children and protect them from harms. And may He make us of those who can bring about this best of examples for our children in these trying times. I say this and seek your forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.